This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
For being our guest, 7 minutes after the hour. Ours includes Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Everybody is here, ready, willing, and able. They're all accounted for. So let's see if we can account for some of the trending items today. Jen, would you like to have the honors of getting started?
Apparently it's hashtag cold in most parts of the country. It's not so bad where I live and where you are, Dougie. It's a little chilly in the evening, but boy, nothing like what they're seeing. They're calling it the Arctic Blast, and that's poised to bring in 2018 brutally cold weather in the Midwest and the East Coast. People need to bundle up for New Year's Eve. In places like Chicago, the high will be 15 degrees on New Year's Eve. That's the high. I don't even know what that feels like. And of course,
New
York City is also expected to see maybe record lows for their New Year's
Eve celebration. How cold is it, Victoria?
It's freezing.
Yeah, it was like 15 degrees here this morning.
Yeah.
So
it's 14
it was,
right
when
now.
I was talking to somebody back home last night, it was a zero, and the wind chill factor will bring it down to 15 below zero.
Get this. Siberia and Antarctica are warmer than New Hampshire right now.
Oh, lovely. That's sweet. International Falls, Minnesota set a record low of 36 degrees below zero yesterday. The record had been 32 below. I was talking to my pal down in Florida on Christmas Day. It was 97 degrees and the humidity was about 100%. Looks like it's cooling off down there, but not to the extent. It's not. Nobody's going to have to worry about the orange crop down there. Just imagine how this impacts the business community, the people who are on vacation or whatever, because everything is harder to start. I can speak from experience on the farm. The tractors don't start. The oil is like mud. It's so thick, you can't get a turnover to get things started. So that's why people plug their cars or their trucks or whatever their vehicle, they plug them in so that the heating system can continually circulate. The water keeps the engine warm so it'll start. But in many cases, people, especially with diesel engines, you won't get the car or truck started today. You won't. It's just too damn cold. And it reminds me of a couple of years ago. It was actually February of 2015, so we're actually, where are we here? We're almost 3 years away from that. My God, I think about it. The snow was 11 feet deep on the farm, straight. I mean, there had been 11 feet of snow. And in order to keep the cows from freezing, literally, we had to have three guys on duty 24 hours a day with a backhoe to shovel out the area where they could get to the feed. But it was so cold because it got down to 30, 32. I remember I was here and the fellow running the farm at the time sent me a picture of the temperature on his truck. You know, the outside temperature was 37 below zero. And the cow's feet were sticking to the macadam. Their bags, the udders were all frostbitten. And that's when I decided just to stop doing what I was doing on the farm as far as milking cows. It's a horrible reality, but yet it is what it is. Erie, Pennsylvania yesterday, you know, the snow belt off of Lake Erie goes from Erie to Buffalo, 64 inches of snow.
It's a person, remember? We said it was a person.
Yeah, right. We were into that yesterday afternoon. So anyway, if you're going to be outside, and I have to go back to New England tomorrow night. I'll be on the farm over the weekend and the first part of next week. And it looks like it's not going to maybe get up to freezing a couple of days. But the other thing that's so difficult about this, and I don't know, Victoria, how much you feel this in New York, because I never got a sense of driving around in New York when it's icy. Or is it ever? Do they take care of the road so well that nothing ever is icy, really?
Well, I wouldn't say nothing, but they're very quick with plows and ice and, you know, de-icing and things like that. So I would say sometimes we get buried in with snow and our cars will be buried for a few days. But other than that, New York City's pretty efficient and usually very well prepared. So
mm-hmm.
There are warnings about, you know, black ice patches and things like that. We're flying out tonight, so I'm not sure what the airport situation will be, but if it's not snowing or raining, I'm assuming it'll be fine.
Yeah, so, here we are.
New York.
That plan, Victoria's going to Ireland for a week or so.
I'm going to Ireland for the balmy weather. Literally,
yes, right.
It's 50 degrees there.
Well, it's always, the British Isles, always because of where the Gulf Stream is, are always warmer. Very rarely do you get any snow. As a matter of fact, I think I remember telling the story a number of years ago, Jennifer. My daughter went to school at Oxford, and we had an apartment there, and I would take care of the grounds. And we had these little Flymos, those little electric lawnmowers that have no wheels. They generate enough wind so that they stay above the grass. And I would always cut the grass through the winter. Temperature was in the daytime in the 40s, near 50, and at night would down maybe 28, 29, but it is because the Gulf Stream carries that warmth. I never really understood whether the Gulf Stream started in the south in the Gulf and went north. That would be what makes sense. But then somebody told me once, I'd asked the question, 888-302-3684, somebody who's in that area where WMEL covers the entire pretty much east coast, north of Melbourne up to Jacksonville, and I think the Gulf Stream hits at Daytona Beach. That's why when you're in Florida, there's so much of a difference in the weather north of Daytona Beach. Like up in Jacksonville, it's wonderful, but it's temperate in comparison to what is south of Daytona Beach. I'm calling on my memory here, but I think that's really kind of how it works. And the warmth of the Gulf Stream carries across over into the North Sea, and therefore affects the weather in Scotland and Ireland and England and those areas, but it doesn't affect the weather in France or on the mainland. And that's why it often is much colder. You go across if you take the train from London, the fast train to Paris, 90 minutes, amazing differences in the weather in those two areas. All right, so anyway, you're going to have a nice time. We will miss you while you're gone.
And thank you.
I hope that you bring plenty of, what's good from Ireland you can bring back? Chocolate? Don't they make good chocolates in Ireland?
No.
No?
I would say no.
Either get whiskey or Guinness. What do you want?
Right.
Yeah, but I'm not either of those. I'm not drinking whiskey or Guinness.
You may
I remember.
Have to make
do. I was with that schnapps that I brought to your house the other night. By the way, your father made fun of me.
He doesn't even know what he brought to you, Jen.
He brought eggnog. He brought mulled wine in a bottle. What else did you bring?
Some big blue bottle of something.
Mm-hmm.
I just went through the world market and saw things that I didn't think
this is a pretty
had.
Color. Let me buy this.
Yeah. Drinkable? Actually, Eric, my cousin heated up the mulled wine and he liked it. I took a little sip of it and it was good. There was a lot going on, so I decided not to.
The raving review, Jen.
No, but it was good. A lot of people like the mulled wine.
Yeah. So there. I had that. I was on my way at the door.
Why is
he
the impression that he brought you schnapps?
What is, well, what's
the definition?
He
just doesn't know what alcohol is. He just calls it schnapps.
Yeah, I figured that. Yeah.
Okay, so what is schnapps then? What is it?
Schnapps is like a liqueur, and it's flavored. Like you can get
peach. Wasn't that lemon stuff that I brought?
You brought limoncello. He brought limoncello, which was good. And I gave him a shot of it, and he goes, oh.
I'm such a sophisticated drinker. Yay. I am a sophisticated chocolate person, however. Today is National Chocolate Candy Day. Chocolate comes from the Mayan word zocotl, or chocolatl. Chocolate is made from the cacao plant. Before it was ever made into sweet candy, it was ground into a beverage. The ruling classes back in the 1800s, it was the highbrow. You drink it with your finger and with the little finger up in the air. I think that's how you're supposed to drink it in those circles. We'll have to watch the Meghan Markle. Does she drink coffee? Let's see if she has gotten what they're supposed to do with the royal family. Isn't your pinky supposed to be up in the air if you're a royal?
Always.
Can you drink coffee or tea?
Seems like it. According to
my pinky's always up, just in case.
Yeah. What, somebody's looking? Hello.
Just in case, my pinky.
Today also, ladies, is pledge of... By the way, did I introduce everybody? Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keeling, yeah, I think I did, Kara Schilling. Pledge of Allegiance Day.
I still had more trending stories for you, but whatever. Oh. It's fine.
Well, today's Pledge of Allegiance Day. I want to make sure everybody knows that. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. That last phrase or two, not really true anymore, if it ever was in the first place. This was written by people who were acknowledging that it was a wonderful place, except there was slavery. So I don't know what liberty and justice for all meant, where that came from. It's a nice concept. Be good if we had it. Didn't have it then, don't have it now. However, things are better, or could be better. The words under God were added when I was a kid. I think it was in the second grade, because I'd learned it. You know, you learn Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I don't remember how the under God got added in. Or, I guess I understand why, because the commies were supposedly taking over the world, and Joe McCarthy and his ilk were all worked up about how we could keep the commies from taking over, and of course the one way to do it was to put under God into the Pledge of Allegiance. The commies got scared, ran away, and we've never seen them again. Right?
Right.
Isn't that what happened?
Yeah, I didn't think
communism
like
had anything to do with religion, though.
Oh, yeah. Communism doesn't acknowledge or doesn't allow religion.
That's, in fact, under the reason that we have a lot of, like, not the secular stuff, the non-secular stuff at Christmas time is because of Nazi Germany, actually. Because during that time, during World War II, a lot of the worship of winter and snow and that kind of stuff became more popular during the winter holidays. Isn't that interesting?
Yes, it is. Fabulously interesting. Yeah, thank you. All right, let's make it 18 after the hour, shall we? You're on the DJB show.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310. 0310.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every day. Starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the glitchy robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. In whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
Celebrate the new year on a new floor at Lumber Liquidators year-end flooring clearance sale. Save big on over 200 floors. Get the lowest price of the year on our thickest water-resistant laminate and wood-look waterproof flooring. Get pre-finished hardwood up to 35% off, bamboo up to 33% off, and take an extra 15% off clearance in-store. Get more from 49 cents while supplies last, plus professional installation and special financing. Don't wait. Get your local Lumber Liquidators today.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to Geico. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidge Woman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidge Woman, Geico retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidge Woman the movie becomes a top grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
The Craftsman C3 19.2 volt 3-speed impact driver boasts 3 user selectable speeds to help you get your project done right. The low speed setting helps with projects that require precise control. Medium speed prevents overdriving, and the high speed will give you the power and speed to get the job done fast, delivering up to 3,500 impacts per minute and over 1,600 inch pounds of torque. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
You may remember earlier this month, this past month, the Las Vegas music and entertainment community came together for a really big night benefiting the victims of the Las Vegas shooting that took place back in October. The Vegas Strong Benefit Concert said that they had raised $700,000 for the victims in that circumstance. The concert that took place the first of the month, variety of performers were there, The Killers, Imagine Dragons, Jay Leno, Boys to Men, Blue Man Group, also featured recorded tributes from Celine Dion, Elton John, Jason Aldean, George Strait. We are grateful for the outpouring of love from these icons of Las Vegas entertainment, who once again proved that our community stands as one to support the victims of the tragedy. That was the county commissioner who organized the victims fund with the sheriff after the shooting there. So, as a, we are really a very generous nation. You can, everybody, we have our faults, we have shortcomings and stuff, but when it comes to things like this, I remember the same sort of thing happened when the word, I think the Boston Strong is what created these other, when there's a problem, Las Vegas Strong or wherever, Houston Strong.
Started with Hurricane Sandy.
That's right. Jersey Strong?
Jersey Strong. Oh my gosh, those bumper stickers and t-shirts are everywhere still.
Wasn't that after the marathon? When was the
Hurricane
storm?
Hurricane Sandy?
Yeah, how long ago was that? 6 years
Sandy
ago?
Was before that.
Oh, it was, okay. So it started, once again, New Yorkers have to take credit.
This is Jersey, that's
being
Jersey.
The first.
Not
everybody
New York, Jersey.
Jersey is New York. I was talking to a radio guy yesterday.
No one thinks
said,
that.
Now, well, there are some stations in New York, big stations in New York, for example, WABC, has more listenership in New Jersey than it does New York or Connecticut. But I thought that's kind of interesting,
yeah.
Given that it's a big New York station, but it is basically a New Jersey station. All right, so that takes care of the information for those who wondered how much money was collected in those circumstances.
That must be total, though, a lot, right, with all those charities? Well, $700,000, that's just that one concert, but there
the
were
concert.
Oh, yeah, there have been so many others.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
which is
don't
great.
Know what the number is, but somebody will probably, Kara being the little research
Our
minion
Googler
that she is.
Yes.
She's the Googler. Figure it out. Also, musically, because every hour of the DJB show features some musical news, musical information, stories about some of the stars during this portion of the hour. And Rihanna comes into focus now. 21-year-old cousin, is it Tevon Aileen? Is that
Sounds right.
Yeah. Cousin, anyway. She was killed. Do we know whether this is a boy or a girl?
It's a guy.
I can't tell from the name. Shot and killed in Barbados this week. Wow. So she went on to Instagram to pay tribute, saying, "Rest in peace, cousin. Can't believe it was just last night that I held you in my arms." She posted a couple of photos of them together and wrote, quote, "I never thought that would be the last time I felt the warmth of your body. Love you always. End gun violence. Hashtag end gun violence." Isn't she involved in some concert? If I remember that in the back of my mind, a number of stars getting together to call attention to the foibles of gun ownership and gun violence. Do I remember that, or is that me?
You might be right.
Remembering something
else.
I
don't remember off the top of my head, but you might be right.
So do I have the story right here? She was with him the night before he was killed.
Yes.
That seems to be the story.
Yeah, she's in her home of Barbados for Christmas, and it sounded like he was just walking in like the neighborhood near his house and was shot multiple times by some dude who just ran up to him and then left.
Probably tried to rob him.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Damn, that violence, that stuff. Oy. All right, well, hold a good thought for him. What do you say after something? It's 28 after the hour is what I say at the moment.
Teaching others how to treat us. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Most parents will tell me that they value honesty and are hopeful to raise honest children. But unfortunately, most parents I encounter do not really encourage honesty in their children. For example, if children open up and admit to doing something wrong, the reaction we give them as parents will teach them whether or not it is safe to offer honesty. If you, as a parent, scream, yell, or otherwise demean your child for being honest, then you are teaching your child to avoid being honest with you in the future. Although most people know that children learn more by what they see than what they hear, far fewer are actually prepared to be the ever-present role model their children need. For more ways to foster honesty in children, visit drchristianconti.com. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Call 800-240-0069. That's 800-240-0069.
I'm Jason Pfeiffer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine, and I have a confession to make. I've done a lot of freelancing over the years, and I just kept all of my records on a single Microsoft Word document. So sloppy. But recently I got a tour of FreshBooks, which makes cloud accounting software for freelancers and small businesses, and it was a revelation. Manage your invoices, track your expenses, keep track of your work down to the minute. That is the way to run a side hustle. Check out FreshBooks.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenics, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenics. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Before after the hour on the DJV Experience, Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and our, is it proper for me to say darling, Kara? Nah.
Say whatever, sure, why not?
Sure, sweet cheeks, go ahead. People use darling.
Nah, well, is that considered an old expression?
Well, no, darling? They say it all the time in England, and it sounds so nice, but Americans just ruin darling. Is that hard R?
Right.
Like Ed Sheeran
darling.
Says darling, like
darling?
He says it so fast, it's so cute.
Darling.
All the Brits say that, yeah.
Thursday, December 28th, 2017 is upon us. One more broadcast day, and this year is Kaputsky. So let's get back to having people feel great about the day and talk about how cold it is in the trending department. This story, the cold actually has gripped most of the nation. The Montreal Express is what we call it someday. What did they used to... Wasn't there the polar something or other? Polar vortex. That started a couple of years ago. And that really, if you look at a weather map of the nation, the jet stream has is sort of starting under Saskatchewan, goes down and pretty much grabs the Rocky Mountain states, a little bit wet west of that, and then down through the mid-south and across to Atlanta and up. Man, It's really pulling things apart. So there's a story. There's a good story. Something good always happens. When there's bad, there's good. Story from Utah about a deputy breaking through the ice in a pond, saving an 8-year-old boy who was trapped under the ice. There's no way you can imagine. If you saw that movie with Ursel, whatever his face is, and Winslet, did you see that? The plane crashes in the mountains.
Yeah, I don't know what's that called?
But it's a very interesting story. In part, part of the storyline is that Kate Winslet's character falls through the ice, and he has to save her. And the visuals of what, you know, they took pictures, obviously, or they did the camera to, and they do it in a fake box someplace on a Hollywood soundstage, but it looks real enough. But I imagine, can you even imagine what it must feel like to drop through the ice? I did it once in my life, and it was on a pond up on Wayside Inn Road. I was 8 years old. My father had taken me and my oldest sister up to go ice skating. And actually, that was when he was teaching me how to skate. And the pond was only 6 feet deep. So it was easy. It was cold, and so most of the ice was frozen. But over in a corner, the ice hadn't frozen all the way, and I fell through. And I just got up into my waist. The water was up to my waist. It was the scariest moment of my childhood, I think, other than when the igloo caved in on me. Mm. But it was just horrible. So thinking that you go all the way under the water, this child was chasing his dog. It was a 911 call that came in. The boy was drowning, and help was needed immediately. So a sergeant on the desk jumped into a car, first to arrive on the scene, when told him that she last saw the boy's hand appearing in the water. So that's where he went to look.
Wow.
A couple of feet under the ice, and then punched the surface to try to break through. He said, as the ice got thicker, I couldn't break it with my arms and my fists anymore, so I had to jump up on top of the ice, putting my weight on it, and then pound it to break through. And then he went down into the water, under the cover of the frozen surface. He searched around. He couldn't touch the bottom of the pond, but he felt the reeds, you know, how that, and that's what I was sort of experiencing with this pond that I was in. He was once, this fellow, the police officer, his name was Aaron Thompson. He was on the diving team, so he knew how much time he had and how to do search patterns. He figured that if he moved his arms and feet, he'd eventually bump into the boy. Because it was murky, the water's dark, can't see anything. He said, I was getting desperate. I was actually calling out to him. Imagine that under the water. He finally found this boy. He pulled his head above the water, made it back to shore. Ambulance was there waiting. Both of them were rushed to the hospital. The boy was trapped in the 37-degree water for about 30 minutes. Police updated last night saying the boy was awake and responding to doctors' questions and that sort of thing. Because what happens is your brain freezes. Your body may still, you know, everything freezes, but the brain apparently freezes first. Mm-hmm. And it really is something that's why the story about Walt Disney cutting his head off or Ted Williams and freezing his brain, that's the quickest thing you can freeze for whatever the reason. So, imagine, is that not a charming, probably reference is cutting off your head, but that's what they do. I mean, why sugarcoat it? They took Walt Disney's head off.
Yeah, cryogenically froze him.
Right. And they took Ted Williams' head off.
They could have just dumped him into a lake, apparently.
Yeah.
I was listening. The story of the cold has been obviously dominating all the different media channels, right?
Yeah.
And so someone was saying that the biggest risk that people are having in the cold is that they're kind of arrogant when they leave the house. They think, well, I just have to run to the store. Mm. And then something happens with their car breaks down, and they end up freezing to death. They're getting frostbite because they're just trapped and they don't have any gloves, or you know, they're running around without a jacket or a scarf, and that's how people are getting hurt during this particular storm.
It's pretty dangerous stuff. It really is.
The cold will get you. It's insidious
because it gets you. Right, exactly. Gets you so fast. Very insidious. All right, ladies, let's go to the sports desk and see what's going on. Victoria, I see that Serena Williams is back in the fold. Mm-hmm. How long ago did she have that baby? Was it, a couple of months ago? Or is it more recently than that?
Yeah. No, a few months ago, maybe 3 months. But she is going to appear on court for the first time since giving birth, and she's going to play at an exhibition event in Abu Dhabi. And that will be next Saturday. The rumor is, although it's not confirmed yet, the rumor is that she's using this tournament to get back into fighting shape so she can do the Australian Open again, which last year she won while no one knew. She was 2 months pregnant when she won last year. So,
she's a strong cookie, man.
She is. 23 Grand Slams so far. So, and the interesting thing about this exhibition match is that she will be taking on the French Open champion, Jelena Ostapenko, and that makes history because they will be the first two to compete in this exhibition since it's been changed from a men-only event. So they'll be the first two women doing this in Abu Dhabi.
So this is a big, strong woman. She really has it together when it comes to this sort of thing, and she seems to be able to overpower any one of her opponents. Did anybody see that movie that was out? Steve Carell, and I forget who played
Billie
Jean King. Emma Stone, right. Mm-hmm. And they remade her. She didn't look anything like. She looked more like Billie Jean King than she did herself. And it really was a fabulous entree into the sexism that we, we're talking about all kinds of sexism, but in sports, there has been for a long, long time a real sexist attitude. And so Billie Jean King just decided she was going to end it. That's why she challenged, to a match. And if I remember correctly, she beat him. She was also somebody like, who's the Russian that was so popular 10, 15 years ago?
Martina Navratilova.
Exactly. These are really husky, strong women who work at being strong because it takes a lot of strength, apparently. I've never played tennis. Anybody here ever play tennis?
Yeah, I love tennis.
My mom did.
What does it take to be good at it, Victoria?
You know, tennis is actually a very mental game. I think that might actually be the most challenging part. Coordination and all that, obviously, is important. But it's a game of strategy that I think a lot of people may not realize. It's not just like a brute force kind of grunting game, which it does appear to be when you watch the pros now.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think she just deserves a lot of credit. Good for her. So hopefully she'll continue on. All right, Jen. Yesterday here, I'm at the studios of CRN. Jennifer and her dad run the cable radio digital. It's a big complex. And
CRN
studios
Digital Talk.
Yes, that too.
There you go.
So Fred Dreyer, who we keep now talking about, he's going to be on this program next week, has become apparently my new best friend. So he said to me when we were at the party at your house on Christmas Eve, why don't you come over and do the program next week? So I said, I'll come over. And I did. And one of the big conversations, we did the program yesterday, was the story of the National Football League canceling the Sunday night football game. And your father, who is quite a sports fan, Michael Horn, and Fred were talking about this. And Fred said, I don't understand what's going on. And your father looks at him and says, it's the ratings. They don't have any ratings. And so they went on the air and discussed this whole thing. So I wonder if this sort of breaks down the same way, because they're supposed to be on Fox, and Fox has replaced it with their New Year's Eve party. Steve Harvey is hosting the New Year's Eve party on Fox instead of having a football game. So is it, or is your father right, is it the ratings, Jennifer?
Well, I think it was the ratings. I thought maybe on Christmas Eve they canceled it so that the players could be home with their families, and maybe people that were home would actually be paying attention to their families instead of to football. But the NFL canceled the final Sunday night football game of the season, and according to the reports, no one was going to watch it anyway because it was on it's going to be on New Year's Eve, which of course few Americans watch television anyway. The last time the NFL held a Sunday night football game on New Year's Eve was in 2006. When the Bears hosted the Green Bay Packers, and it was expected to be quarterback Brett Favre's last game with the Packers, and so everybody watched or should have watched, but only 13.4 million people actually watched the game. So they figured this year, with ratings sagging,
there'd be no one out there with no real story to pay attention to on New Year's Eve. There'd be no one watching this game. So instead, they decided to move it, and the game will be a little earlier this year.
You know, it'd be interesting to see what the fate is of the ratings and the income for the Super Bowl. Every year, traditionally, the television network that carries the Super Bowl charges more money for advertising the Super Bowl than any other show on TV.
I think the Super Bowl will still be fine this year, but I guarantee you that the network will not show the national anthem on TV. Or if they do, it'll just be the performance and not the players.
Hmm. All right, is that what's happening with the broadcast? They're just not
going into
the...
That's what they're doing now. Yeah, they're cutting out the national anthem entirely. Mm-hmm. And now it seems that the Super Bowl always gets a big star to do the national anthem. So maybe if they do that this year, it'll all be focused on the performance and nothing on the players on the sidelines.
Yeah. You know what that means. This silliness around this. That was one of the things we talked about on Fred Dreyer's show, which can be heard, by the way, on CRN, and it's also on GNC.
CRNtalk.com.
Right. Yeah, you can find it there. But he also has it on his own. Doesn't he have his own channel?
FredDreyer.co.
Yeah, right. I said to him, what happened to the M?
.com.
So he says to me, some guy owned it, and he was trying to extort me. He said, I offered him $2,500 for it, and he wouldn't sell it to me. So they just, you know, there's a different registration. As long as you know it, you can use .co. I could use that for DougStephan.co instead of .com. It's just that everybody has gotten sort of in the... But if you go elsewhere, all over the world, there's a different .. It's not .com. .com seems to be used here more frequently, and .net, and what is it, .org for the for public stuff. But .com, I think, is only an American reality, isn't it? So, anyway, if you want to check out Fred Dreyer, go to freddreyer.co. What did you start to say?
No, I'm just thinking out loud. That's a good question, because I think in the UK, everything is .uk, right?
Yep,
and in Ireland, I know it's .ie. So,
yep.
Yeah, you're right. It might just be .com is just a more American
thing. Right! Wow!
Potentially.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about the trip to Hawaii and the numbers of people who are signing up. People are getting concerned already because there's room for, I think, 60 on this YMT vacation. They have fully escorted international and domestic land and cruise itineraries, and they've gone all out. And for the kind of money that they're charging for this thing, this whole deal is like $1,900 or something. And it's 13 days. Can you imagine? Victoria was amazed at the price. And I think Jennifer knows the islands. I've been there 3 or 4 times and love going. This is going to be a great trip because we'll be able to see all kinds of things all together. We're going to go to all 4 of the islands. We're going to be in Honolulu, Pearl Harbor, Waikiki Beach, Maui, the big islands, the small islands. It's there, and it'll be just fabulous. The tour guides are so knowledgeable. They'll handle all your bags. You'll have great experiences, feasts galore, the airfare between the islands and the boat trips around, the cruises. This is an exciting thing for all of us to contemplate. We're going to the village of Haiawana. Is that how you pronounce it? Haiawana? I'm not sure how you pronounce
it. It's fun to listen to you try.
Thank you. Where the Dole pineapple plantation is, be able to check that out. Oahu, Kauai, Maui, the big island of Hawaii. So there are all kinds of... You can check out YMT Tours and look at the travel blog and see what people say about taking this trip. And it'll be... There's a special nuance because I'm going along. Want info? 877-900-4574. I'd love to have you join me. 877-900-4574 for information, or check out the YMT banner at the bottom of the DJV homepage. DJV. Say it again, Doug. DJV.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract,
talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
All right, the challenge now is to get in as much information from the world of technology as we can. Victoria Keelan going to bring us up to date on a couple of items, including what's happening at Apple with the tax situation changing as it is. That and some other technology items that will be important to you right after this.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the attack on Pearl Harbor and what was going through his mind as he laid in a ditch avoiding Japanese aircraft.
I'm not sure how long we were in the ditch, but as I sat there, I've been asked, you know, what my thoughts were at that time, and I guess my most vivid memory is, God, please don't let me die in this ditch.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the Geico legal team applaud your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit Geico.com or download the Geico app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
All right, let's get to it here. The folks at Apple have been calling on Washington to make it less costly for Apple and other companies like that to bring back a lot of the jobs and money from overseas. So how's that faring now with this new tax cut, Victoria?
Well, you know, the proof will be in the pudding, as they say. Apple, a lot of eyes are on Apple. Tim Cook, the CEO, has been asking for this tax cut. They got it now. They're down to 15.5%. It's a repatriation tax rate. And so this is essentially supposed to return money to the U.S. from their overseas cash piles. And they have cash piles. Apple is by far the top cash hoarder when it comes to hoarding money overseas. At the end of their most recent quarter, Apple had $268.9 billion in cash and marketable securities and more than $250 billion, which is held outside of the U.S. So it's your play now, Tim Cook. Everyone's going to see, will this mean more jobs? Will they bring actual money and building factories and things back to the U.S.? This is a lot of eyes are on them to have the integrity that they claim that they have as a company.
Well, I'm here to tell you that there's another word. You said hoarding. I'll take the D off and use that word to define for me what they're all about after my experience that I talked about yesterday when you weren't here of having to buy a new iPad because the updates that they put on them on the old machines make them unusable. You're smart enough to know not to put them on. And so if I'd have talked to you, I probably wouldn't have done what I did.
If it's a device like your iPad where you don't really need, where you're not worried about security, your iPhone, you have to keep up with the updates. But if it's an iPad, I would definitely say if it's an older model like I have, don't run the new updates and it'll just be running fine. Just don't keep sensitive material on it. You'll be fine.
Yeah. All right. The World Health Organization has recognized the gaming, these people that have a gaming disorder, I mean, a lot of people play video games, but now there's a different sort of diagnosis with this.
Well, unfortunately, this is affecting adults, but this will also affect children. In 2018, the World Health Organization is now classifying it as a mental health disorder if you play video games obsessively. This is now going to be included on what they call the International Classification of Diseases, the ICD. The interesting thing about this is now that video game disorder is included on the ICD, this also means treatment will now be coverable by insurance. So this is, I guess, good money for for rehabilitation centers. It'll be interesting to see how insurance, the world that we live in right now with insurance, health insurance is very sort of in flux. So it'll be interesting to see how the health insurance companies respond to this.
Also, speaking of all of the things that are new as we look forward to the new year, new technology, that sort of thing, robots are being used in San Francisco to drive away the homeless. And it's pretty interesting that the city itself, the invention that has been used to keep homeless people from making tent encampments, this is done by private concerns. The city's not crazy about it. But what do you do?
Right.
For example, the SPCA location in the Mission neighborhood of the city covers an entire block. And the president said we weren't able to use the sidewalks because there are needles all over the place, tents all over the place, bikes all over the place. So there are people, they bought a robot. The robot's known as K-9, and the encampments have been decreased because the robot is chasing them away. This is pretty appalling, isn't it? It's come to that. Oy. 59 past the hour here.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.